Das kannst du nur sagen, dass ich das Buch nur Yehudim Sechus Pesachim Daf Chof Aleph. Perik Kol Shah, Perik Sheni. Sagt der Mishnah, as long as it's permitted to eat chametz on Erev Pesach, one may give chametz to domesticated animals, to behemoths, to wild animals, to chayas, and to oifas, to birds. You're also at that time allowed to sell chametz to a guy, and you're allowed to have a hanah from the chametz. Once the permitted time for eating has passed, benefiting from the chametz is also, and you're not allowed to use that chametz even to fuel an oven. Rabbi Yehuda says, you have to get rid of your chametz by burning it. The chametz say, you're allowed to even crumble the chametz and throw it into the wind or into the sea. The Mishnah's mashma then, when it's not permitted to eat, it's no longer permitted to benefit from the chametz either. In fact, who does Mishnah follow? Can't follow Rabbi Yehuda because he permits benefit during the fifth hour when it's also to eat. The Mishnah also can't follow Rabbi Meir because the Mishnah seems to be discussing two different people. Because it says as long as it's mutter, which means mashma, as long as it's mutter for someone to eat, it's mutter to benefit from the chametz. But if the Mishnah is following Rabbi Meir, the Mishnah say as long as you're allowed to eat, you're allowed to benefit because according to him, everyone can eat till the sixth hour and everyone can benefit till the sixth hour. Rabbi Arvula says, Zok Gemara, the Mishnah follows Rabbi Gamliel, and it means to say that as long as a kohen is allowed to eat his truma, which is during the fifth hour, a person is allowed to benefit from the chametz still, even non-truma. Zok Gemara, why does it have to, Mishnah have to mention behemoths, chayas, and birds? Mentioning one would have been enough. Gemara said if it would just say behemoths, we would think that for the giving them is mutter because anything you give to them that they don't eat, they leave it out in the open so the person will get rid of it. But chayas, who would hide whatever they leave over, so we would think that maybe they can't give them the chametz so close to the time of Israel because they're going to hide it. They're not going to find it till on Pesach. If we'd only say chayas, we would think that you can give it to them, it's mutter to give to them because they hide their leftovers and therefore you're not going to be able to buy your matzah from it. However, if it be, maybe it's also to give the food to behemoths because they leave the extra food out in the open, you can be able to buy your matzah. That's why I have to say chayas and behemoths. Why do you have to mention oifis? Zok de Gemara, because once the Mishnah mentions chayas and behemoths and chayas, it also mentions oifis. Mishnah said, "Umachri le'nachri." Back to where it's obvious it can be sold to a guy. Zok de Gemara comes to exclude the shita beishama, who says that you're not allowed to sell your to a guy before Pesach unless you know that the chametz will be gone by the time Pesach begins. Mishnah said, "Umuter ba'ano." Back to where this is obvious. Zok de Gemara, the chiddush, like Rabbah taught, that if someone burns his chametz beyond recognition before the iser chametz begins, it's mutter to benefit from that even on Pesach. Mishnah said, "Over zmane." This is obvious. It says the chiddush like Rabbi Yechanan says that even when you're eating and benefiting from the chametz, even when eating and benefiting from the chametz would only be aser derabbanan, meaning in the sixth hour, it's considered to be completely aser. And therefore, if one would attempt to use the chametz at that time to make a kedushin, the kedushin would be ineffective. Mishnah said, "V'lo yasik by tan v'kirayim." In fact, this is obvious. The Gemara says the chiddush is that even according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says that chametz has to be gotten rid of by burning, you're not allowed to benefit from the burning of that chametz. Zok Gemara, Chizkiyah said we learn from a pasuk that chametz is also bahana. Instead of saying one shall not eat chametz, the pasuk says chametz shall not be eaten. It says lo yei ochel chametz. This teacher said you're not allowed to benefit from the chametz either. By dashing this way, he argues on Ravo, who says that any place where the Torah simply writes that you're not allowed to eat, it includes an iser hanoah as well, unless the Torah specifically permits having hanoah, as it does by nevela, where it permits it to be given to a ger, meaning a guy who keeps the sheva mitzvahs, and it permits it to be sold to a regular guy. Zokumar's machlek is in the Brice regarding the veiler. Meir says the pasuk regarding the veiler is needed to teach that you're allowed to benefit from the veiler because typically something that's also to be eaten is also to benefit from, which is exactly what Rabbi Bavo says. Rabbi Yehuda says the pasuk teaches that you're only allowed to give it to a ger or sell it to a goy, not vice versa. Rabbi Meir says vice versa is permitted. Fakhtamar, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the pasuk is not teaching that benefit is permitted, which means that the pasuk doesn't teach that an isra of eating is necessarily an isra of benefit as well. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, how does Rabbi Bavo learn his halacha that an isra of eating is automatically an isra of benefit as well? Mar says the pasuk says by a treifa, that a treifa, you're not allowed to eat. And it should be like kelev tashlichen oisa, it should be thrown to the dogs. The Torah teaches that not for that specific permit, the benefit is from by throwing it to the dogs, is mashma, and all benefit would be aser. So your mayor doesn't need the pasuk to teach that. So what does he do with the pasuk? So he says that the pasuk teaches that a treifa may be thrown to the dogs, inferring that if chulin was shechted in the azara, which is also to do, and which makes the animal also to eat, it may not be thrown to the dogs. Meaning it's dafka a treifa that can be thrown to the dogs. Why? Since the Torah doesn't specifically say that this is also to eat, it would be permitted to benefit from. That's why Rabbi Meir says this lesson is needed. Rabbi Yehuda says that there is so one may actually benefit from such an animal. The pasuk is not teaching such an iser, and is therefore available to teach Rabbi Avohu's halacha.